Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on Babun fil Amri bil Ma'rufi wal Nahi anil Munkar, the chapter on enjoining good and forbidding evil. Today's hadith, an Ummi Salamata radiallahu ta'ala anha, anil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, annahu qal, innahu yusta'malu alaykum umara'u fata'rifuna wa tunkirun, faman kariha faqad bari'a, wa man ankara faqad salima, walakin man radiya wa taba'a. قالوا يا رسول الله ألا نقاتلهم قالوا لا ما أقاموا فيكم الصلاة رواه مسلم. This hadith here teaches us that when some wrong is taking place and a person comes to know of the wrong that is taking place, either he sees it or information is given to him, he feels bad in his heart that guna is taking place, sin is taking place. He is not happy that sin is taking place around him. So a Muslim is such, a mu'min is such, he doesn't go to those places where sin is taking place. For example, he doesn't go to a place now where there are ladies and men that are mixing, where alcohol is being drunk, where music is taking place, where movies are taking place. These are places that a Muslim doesn't go to. And if he comes to know that somebody else is involved in it, he feels bad in his heart. And as from the previous hadith we did, that if he's in a position to change it with his hands, he should change it with his hands. If he's in a position to speak out against it in a nice way, then he should speak out against it. Sometimes a person has to be a little bit more stern when it's a serious sin and it's somebody that he's got authority over. And then the third aspect we explained, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that a person should change it with his heart. And then we said, what does it mean by change it with the heart? First, a person should make niyat in his heart that, oh Allah, if I had the opportunity of changing that condition around with my hands, I would have done it. If I had that opportunity of changing it with my tongue, I would have done it. I don't have that, but I'm feeling bad in my heart. The next thing he does, he makes dua with his heart, that, oh Allah, Ta'ala, change the conditions around me. Now, that is a sign of iman, where a person is not happy with guna taking place. He's not enjoying the guna. He's not enjoying it. He's not taking pleasure out of it. But he's feeling hurt about it. He's feeling sad. So this hadith also got to do with a similar theme. The mother of the believers, Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, rulers will be appointed over you and you will approve of some of their actions and disapprove of others. So the rulers that will be appointed from you, above you, or those rulers that are appointed over you, you will approve, you will see them doing some things that are correct and you will see them doing some things that are incorrect, so you will disapprove of others. One who disapproves of their evil actions has absolved himself. What it means is he disapproved, he felt bad about it. He didn't just enjoy the guna. He didn't enjoy the entertainment that was taking place, all the show that was taking place and all the advertisement and all the entertainment. He felt bad about it. That even though the leaders are doing it, he felt bad about it. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one who disapproves of the evil action has absolved himself. So this person now has freed himself from the guna because he disapproved of it. And one who rejects the evil actions will be saved from divine punishment. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to explain one level higher, that he didn't just disapprove of it, he rejected the evil action. So this person now will be saved from divine punishment. But others will be pleased with the evil actions and follow them. Others will be happy with the evil actions and follow them. We don't have to look too far. Look at what is happening in the Arab world now, nowadays. That the leaders are bringing all the other forms of entertainment. So there are some that will just disapprove. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying they will be free. Those that will be rejected, they'll be saved from the fire of Jahannam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, but there will be some that will be pleased with that evil that is taking place. In other words, they'll be happy that so much of guna is taking place. They want to join the fun, they want to join the entertainment. And what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, but they will be pleased with the evil actions and they will follow them. Sahaba was shocked. How can you ever get people that are happy with the guna, that evil that is taking place? They were so shocked that look at the question that the Sahaba asked. They said, should we not wage war against such people? That they are actually happy with the guna, the evil that the leaders are bringing about. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, no, don't do that. So long as they establish salah amongst you, so long as these people that are following them, so long as they are performing salah, don't do that. Ulama explained that perhaps on account of the salah that they are performing, Allah Ta'ala will give them the tawfiq of giving up the sin and the guna. This shows the power of salah and what power salah has. So therefore we should all try to bring salah properly into our lives every day, especially now the build-up towards Ramadan is coming. Try and correct our salah so when the month of Ramadan comes, already our salah is corrected. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.